Our enemy, the devil, seems to have found so many ways to attack our faith, be it through temptation, persecution, or simply the subtle social influences in which we find ourselves immersed, dragging us inexorably off course. However he's working in your life, make no mistake, you are under spiritual attack. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday, we saw that if you believe in Jesus, your citizenship is in heaven, which means that you're merely a sojourner here on this earth, your final destination being eternity in God's presence. That sheds a whole different light on our lives here and now. Let's look at that passage again, but this time we're going to add a verse. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 to chapter 4, verse 1. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like His glorious body by the power that enables Him even to subject all things to Himself. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. And what the writer Paul is saying here is that because Jesus is coming back to take us home, because we have an eternity ahead of us in His presence, because of that powerful, eternal, undeniable truth, we should stand firm in Christ. Stand firm against what? Against temptation, against persecution, against the subtle, sinful influences of the culture all around us. Because the devil does indeed want to draw you off track and rob you of your inheritance. So listen up. Because of what lies ahead, because Jesus is getting ready at some point to lead you home to the place that He's prepared for you, stand firm. I'll say it again. Stand firm in Christ. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's powerful stuff. And the best way I know to grow stronger in our faith is to allow God's word to be spoken deep in our hearts. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.